Hey there, Stoic Squad. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's inevitable ups and downs with a little dose of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of modern-day practicality. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial, especially in this crazy world we live in. Practicing self-compassion and acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly on a treadmill striving, comparing yourself to others, or beating yourself up for every little slip-up? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get caught in that cycle, but trust me, there's a better way. Think about it. We wouldn't treat our best friend the way we sometimes treat ourselves, right? We'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support when they're struggling. So why not extend that same kindness to ourselves? That's what self-compassion is all about, treating yourself with the same love, care, and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all flawed, all making mistakes, all experiencing moments of doubt and insecurity. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for those imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness. Say to yourself, hey, this is normal. I'm learning and growing, just like everyone else. Remember, nobody's perfect, even superheroes of kryptonite. 2. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when you start criticizing yourself or dwelling on negative experiences. When you catch the self-critical thoughts, gently redirect them with a more compassionate message. Replace "I'm such an idiot for messing that up" with "It's okay, I made a mistake, what can I learn from this?" 3. Challenge negative self-talk. Those inner voices can be ruthless. They whisper doubts and insecurities, making you feel inadequate and unworthy. But remember, those voices aren't always accurate. They often stem from fear or past experiences, not reality. When you hear that critical voice, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Take time to appreciate your strengths and acknowledge your accomplishments, big or small. Write them down, share them with someone you trust, or simply reflect on them regularly. Recognizing your positive qualities can boost your self-esteem and create a more compassionate inner dialogue. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important takeaway of all. Practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or indulging in a warm bath, make time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, you deserve to be treated with kindness and compassion, starting with yourself. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've put in the hours, practiced diligently, but as the day arrives, your nerves start to get the best of you. Suddenly, doubts creep in. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm unprepared? Now, here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of spiraling into a panic attack, take a deep breath and remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous. Acknowledge those feelings without judgment, then shift your focus to the preparation you've already done. Trust yourself, trust your knowledge, and remember that even if things don't go perfectly, it's just one presentation in a grand scheme of things. We all stumble, we all face challenges, but how we treat ourselves during those moments makes all the difference. Cultivating self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up on your goals, it's about approaching life with more kindness, understanding, and resilience. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance starting with yourself. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and conquer your day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-love in their life. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Let's spread the Stoic message of kindness and acceptance one podcast at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourselves, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.